Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Kareem Hamid, inviting you to join in the study group of the lecture of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on American Muslim 360. The first hour, we shall play a lecture or address from Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi, and in the second hour, we shall open up the telephone line and share with each other the various beneficial points of interest contained in the lecture or address. So join the study group of the lectures of Imam Waraseddin Muhammad Rahimallah Alayhi on the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose every Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on American Muslim 360. Let's share. Thank you.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه نستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك وتبارك اسمك وتعالى جدك ولا إله إلا أنت. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. All the praise is due to Almighty God, Allah. We ask him for help. We turn to him for forgiveness. We believe and we trust in him. Mighty and sublime is he. Glory is to you, O Allah, and to you is the praise, and blessed is your name, and there is none to be served besides you. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, that is peace be upon you. Welcome to the Airways of American Muslim 360 for another broadcast of the evolution of revolutionary thought and created purpose. I am your host, Kareem Hamid, along with you this wonderful Saturday morning as we enter into another study session of the addresses and lectures of our beloved Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad Rahimullah Alayhi. I strongly suggest, if we would, to bring pen and a paper with us to take down notes and be willing to share what Allah bless you with from out of the lectures and the addresses of Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. Be willing to share that in what we would call a virtual classroom. Praise be to Allah. So I have made a selection this morning, praise be to Allah. Not yesterday. I looked through quite a few lectures, and I made a decision this morning as to which address we will share. And this address is entitled, Islam is for All Humanity. Islam is for all humanity. So without further ado, we want to share with you this address by Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad concerning Islam is for all of humanity. May we have our thinking caps on, bring our pen, paper, and a willingness to share and be generous this morning with the knowledge that Allah have blessed you with, inshallah. Okay, I shall begin this address. I'm not sure what year it was given, but if I see it, I'll share it with you, inshallah.
Thank you for being with us last night, and thank you again for being with us today. This is the first, I believe, for the Muslims in this area to have an open air chat meeting. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that I put up every year in Taliban. Very hot day today, but it was one of the days for his time. But this is the T-Man Muhammad. To those that don't already know, there's a very qualified scholar in the religion of Islam. Thank you.
Will bring forth
public service announcements. And I ask you, don't touch that dial. Back in a while, God willing, inshallah. And if any of you have any comments or statements that you would like to share, we ask that you press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Let us share with each other in mutual consultation the mutual teaching of truth. I ask you, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
God's peace be upon you. God's love be upon you. God's compassion be upon you, the one soul of humanity. May we let it be in thought and in action. On behalf of CWSC Intelligentsia, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected, American Muslim 360, the Speakers Bureau, the Model Community National Resource Directory, the Volunteer Human Resource Network, Scholarship, the Learning Lab, Ambassadors, National Leadership Advisory Council, Internship, Leadership Development Council, the Think Tank, Strategic Family Institute, the bookstore. May we share completely humanity in spirit and in form, from thought to action. God's peace, God's love, God's compassion. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to AM 360. Join your host, Manira Habil, every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we explore relationship topics addressing what we didn't know, what we've learned, and what we need to know and why. Because on this show, it's all about courtship and marriage.
And we are back. Praise be to Allah. You are listening to the broadcast of the Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose, a platform upon which we have established study sessions of the addresses and lectures of Imam Wajiduddin Muhammad. We are sharing this lecture this morning. Its title is Islam is for All Humanity. Islam is for all humanity. I have been informed that it sounds somewhat muffled. I'm going to backtrack a bit, lower the volume, and I hope that clears up the reception. If it's clear, Sister Martha, would you press one or either let me know if it's clear or not? Inshallah, we are going to replay what we have previously shared, and hopefully it is a clear reception, inshallah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm pausing now because I see there are several hands raised. Maybe you are sharing with me or whether the reception is clear or not. I'm going to open up the mic of 727-741. Assalamu alaikum. How is the quality of the address, if you would share that with me, please?
Okay, not great for me. And I'm thinking, I don't know how close you have it to the speaker. If it's too close to the speaker, it'll be...
Okay, let me move my phone, which is acting as a mic.
Right.
Let me see. Okay. Okay, let me see now. Let me have a small test run. Hold on, please.
Okay.
And let me know if this clears it up, please.
All right.
Okay. Martha?
Yes. Now, that's
Martha?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. How was that?
Okay.
Concerning Clarence?
I could hear the words a little clearer beyond the static. Maybe it's my phone, but ask someone else. I think maybe they can give a better. Someone has had their hand raised.
No, I see no one now. You're the only one. All right. Here are several hands raised. Let me see. Mohammed from Columbus. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. I think that's in the CD. That's in the recording. Whoever recorded that presentation by Imam Muhammad. That's their electronics that's doing that. It might get a little sharper, but it's still going to sound in a distance. And then a lot of times you miss what he's saying because, like Sister Martha said, sometimes it fades out because of the distance. He's either too far away from the microphone when he was taping that, or that's just the standard of equipment at that time when they done that tape.
Well, they are speaking outside.
Yeah.
And you can hear.
Yeah, that's, you can see that.
Outside,
yeah, you can hear that then.
Background traffic and noise. We'll see Let's see if it clears up as we go forward. It's a very enriching address here. I'm hoping that I can get it whereby it's understood, inshallah. I'm going to lower the volume somewhat. That's clear. I'm not sure. Okay, hold on one moment, Mohammed. Let me know how this sounds, if you would, please.
Yes, sir.
All right, Muhammad, how was that?
If I had to put a price on that, that's about 55% clarity. So that's what you're dealing with. You're getting the first time when he says something, you get it clear, but before he can finish his words, it'll fade out. Like you know, that traffic outside and the wind is killing the last part of each time he says something.
Well, he is not the featured speaker. I'm going to see if it is improved once Imam Muhammad begins to speak, inshallah.
Okay. Yes.
I'm
yes.
hoping that it's a very needed message that Imam is delivering this morning, and I hope that it's clear, inshallah. Okay. All right. I thank you, Muhammad. And
yes, sir.
If there is any suggestions that you or anyone else may have concerning clarity, I look forward to your input. Praise to Almighty God. Okay. 727-741.
I'm going to wait as well.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let's turn back to the lecture. I hope that it clears up, inshallah. Okay, Muhammad or either Sister Martha, is that clearer?
I could make out the words better.
Go ahead, please. Martha?
Yeah, go ahead, Sister.
Oh, I was saying I could make out the words a little better. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
I go, how clear are you hearing it, Kareem, on your end?
I'm hearing it very clear. It seems like my ears are tuned.
Okay.
To the clarity, but I will admit that there is background noise because they are speaking outside. I pray a lot that what is being said will be heard and clearly, inshallah. So,
okay.
Have you noticed an improvement based according to the adjustments I've made?
Okay, so you don't have it right up on the speaker so that it doesn't cause any. Okay, and you have the volume, you say, monitored a little lower. What?
Yes,
can go
I
with that.
Okay, all right. I'm grateful for your and Muhammad's assistance this morning. Praise be to Allah. And we'll return back to the address. It is entitled, it is entitled Islam is for All Humanity. For All Humanity. Okay, I'm going to open up the mic of 914-297. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Brother Yaqi Abdul Ali, Mount Vernon, New York. Brother Imam I pray things are well with you and the family and everyone on the line. My recommendation is Let It Roll.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank
you're welcome, my
brother. I'm grateful for everyone's assistance this morning. Praise be to Allah. So, okay, I'm going to mute everyone's mic, and we'll let it roll, as my brother asked. Let the good times roll. Praise be to Allah. Okay, let us begin the lecture again.
Sometimes we are fortunate enough to live in a neighborhood where all the people of that immediate neighborhood are doing well. But even in that situation, where people are enjoying affluence, the life of affluence, there are still going to be suffering other problems. Family, illness, death in the family. But I'm talking mainly about the condition of the Muslim community and the condition of the race. If we believe that God rewards every individual for his good act, for his good deed, more than the measure of the act of a good deed by 10 times more, and that God only punishes us in the measure of our bad deeds, no more than that measure. If we really believe that, then we won't worry so much, we won't take to heart so much the condition of those who are suffering around us. It is important that we don't allow ourselves to become too burdened, too broken down, too disappointed, too upset over the condition of the miserable lot of the people. Because if we, those who are healthy, those who are managing their life well, if we allow the condition of the miserable lot to become too much of a burden on us, then that will hinder us up doing what that we should be doing to make life better for all. So let us take direction from the Word of God. And let us not feel too bad, because God is always in charge of everything. From the Word of God, the Book of God, the last revelation. But that's revealed, and the prophet said, as many of the body have been rough hands, but whoever puts the shame shall not see the Lord over me, anyone other than God. While he is the Lord of everything, it is important for a select few among us to be in touch with our situation, with our circumstances, and to be ahead of our concerns. Some of us, a select few of us, must stay ahead of our concerns. And those who are qualified to do that will be successful only if they have no master over them but God. The big problem for us as a Muslim community is the fear of God that are not God. The big problem for us as a people is the fear of God that are not God. What I offer today is no complex, complicated philosophy or ideology. What I offer today is no more than common sense reasoning. And I'm convinced that that's the best solution, especially when you're addressing the general population. You can come forth with common sense reason. I'm not qualified to speak to intellectuals. I don't have a single degree from anywhere. I'm qualified to speak, I believe, to anybody that has common sense. Because I take pride in the use of good common sense. And our holy book guides us to common sense. It is a common sense message. Although it has complex ideas, very complex ideas, in one word of the Quran to Muhammad was addressed by God in the very beginning of the revelation. And he was told, oh, you wrapped in your manual, in your manual, oh, you wrapped in your your back on the floor. Says, get up, stand up, and warn the people. Says, God is going to give to you a weighty word, a heavy word. So whereas the Quran appeals to our common sense and directs us to common sense, it still has all that is needed to satisfy the eating of the intellectual group, the intellectual class. So I'm here to try to make it very simple and clear what Muslims should be doing and should be about right now, right here, in Los Angeles, in the United States of America. To know what we should be doing, to know what we should be about, we have to use good common sense. God says, work you in your places. I am a worker. Our God is not an idol God. Our God is not a God at rest. We don't believe in a static universe, and we don't believe in a God that is resting. This is the Muslim belief. It is not to affect any deficiencies in anybody else's religion, but it's just to bring that message to you and hope that Muslims and our citizens will appreciate that being said to them of God. That God is not at rest. He never took a rest. We just understand what we read. God never took a rest. He has never taken a rest. He is never resting. And Sunday is not the day of rest, the day of the Lord. He is active every day. As God said in our Holy Book, there is not a single 6 seconds for which he's not active in a wonderful work. So we have to believe in that. God is active. And people believe that God took a rest, they don't want to take a rest. And if all of us take a rest, we won't have anything. So our community, the Muslim community, there are many Muslim community first, is what we should be about right now. We have to understand that what we have heard of this religion in the West, for the most part, has been presented incorrectly. The true report of this religion, how it was revealed to Muhammad, the last prophet, peace be upon him, what it did for the dark ages, what it did for the Arabs who were already tribes and any ignorance, speak interruption, persecutors of their women, enslavers of their young men, gangs warring against each other, making each other pay tolls or pay dues to cross over to each other's territory, divorcing their women by being the same woman she has their back in of her mother to be, and she was put aside and nothing was said about it. How this religion came to people in that state during the dark ages and brought them to the seat of civilization where they became themselves the beacon light of intellectual liberty, of liberty for the intellect of the human being. How that happened, how they renewed society and made possible the regeneration of scientific interest and scientific progress for the whole world. This is a fact of history. Anyone has all you have to do is just go back and study medieval age, study the influence of Islam upon the dark ages, and you will have all what I have said verified to you. In addition to that, Muslims have a clear record of what occurred in that time and how Islam, the religion of Islam, liberated the intellect and freed the dark age man from corruption, ignorance, self-abuse, abuse of his woman, abuse of his children. The true report has now been known in the West. Muslims, you must understand that. You must understand that the only way you can get the truth of your religion without any doubt is to go to the sources, the authorized sources. Go to your own holy book. the Lord of Quran. And while you're doing that, you should also be busy yourself no matter what your age is. No matter what your situation is. You may not even be literate in English. Don't fear to try to study the language of the Quran. For the Prophet came, most of the people were illiterate. What he did was he made a program, a public program, for educating all the people because most of them couldn't read. He taught them to read the Quran. He helped each one responsible to learn how to read one verse of the Quran. He helped that person responsible to teach another person better. We should have that same kind of enthusiasm. We should have that same kind of hunger for knowledge of the Quran among us. Because we are in that situation. Don't be benefited of us, media, or the majority of us are in English. But we are illiterate when it comes to knowing Arabic. So in order for us to get the great benefit of our holy books that have been revealed for the benefit of all people, but especially for Muslims and believers, we must study the language of Arabic. Study the language of Arabic. Study Arabic language. And don't think you ever too old from Muhammad the peace and blessings be upon him. He said to gain knowledge, to study, to learn, to become educated is an obligation on every male and female born in Muslim society. And he also said that the obligation to get knowledge, to acquire knowledge, is on you from the cradle to the grave. And so no matter how old you are, if you accept the Prophet has given us, you feel an obligation on you to increase your knowledge. Go back to school. Stay in school. Live in school. Die a student. That's my commitment. And it should be the commitment of every Muslim. Dear Muslims, we have written down the need for us to be strong in Islamic knowledge. And the only way to be strong in Islamic knowledge is to turn to the few sources, the Quran, the Hadith, the Sunnah of the Prophet, the Seerah, the history of the Prophet, return to the wisdom of those learned companions, the wisdom of those learned imams who have survived the early days of the Muslims to pass on the knowledge to us. Study that. Learn it. So that you will become strong enough. There is a great man of our race who has passed and gone away, but he said to us, you will never become the equal of the white man until you strive to become equal with him in knowledge. And I believe he left us a precious wisdom in that. However, that is not enough. That is not enough. To gain knowledge will not be enough. In fact, all that is within our possibility, all that is within the human possibility, is not enough. Except we exercise that which is in our responsibility, that is moral. It is only the moral nerve in man, it is only the moral commitment in man that will preserve his life, that will preserve progress for him. We can learn all the wisdom in Quran. We can learn all the wisdom in the textbooks of a college or university. But if we lose our moral interest, lose our moral life, the conscience of our moral life, we have finished, we cannot go far. The proof of this, that moral deficiency affects us in the whole of our life, is this very nation now America. When this nation, though it has the ugly mark on it of racism, the ugly mark on it is skin problem. The ugly mark on it is the oppression of the black people. Even at that time, because it had at least a strong number of Americans from the Democrats, from the Republicans, from the Catholics, from the Protestants, a strong number of Americans promoting all excellence for the society, because it had that, this country was strong in every sense. But it lost that to a precipitousness, to a do-as-you-please kind of attitude in the society. And because of losing that moral life, now it has lost also its economic strength. Here, and also in the international world. It has lost also its political strength. Here, and in the international world, simply because it neglected its moral life. There's a trend now coming, which I'm very happy to see, and I'm sure most of you are happy to see, a trend to correct it. is getting stronger and stronger. I heard in Chicago recently that they're going to make a wall. That will prevent movies coming out and people saying video nasty things or social things, saying unprepared things, and the movie can be passed on to the young lives of our children. And so we have to support that. When the conversation is on you, we have to support it. We don't look to the faces of people. We follow God. God has said that we will help. And God says in our Holy Book, He looks not to your faces, He looks to your deeds. He looks not to your faces, He looks to your deeds. And we have to be the same. So if anyone does a good deed, whether they be Muslim, whether they be Jew, whether they be Christian or other, if they do a good deed in correcting the problem that is causing the difficulty and strain in the good plan of the society, that affects us as well as affects other citizens, we must stand with them. We must support them. Further addressing the need for the Muslims to know what we are and what we should be all about here in America. I say to you this, that there are people among us, I don't mean saying we are thinking of a city today, but I'm sure some of them, they are associated with a city today. There are people among us who brand the name Muslim, who claim to be Muslim, who are presenting themselves as Muslim, but they are carrying on the same thing that leads us. About living their lives, who have made their lives livable here in this country. We can't take it lightly. It is not enough to wear a name Muslim. To wear a name Muslim and not have the knowledge is to put yourself in a position to be deceived by the apostates, by the hypocrites, by those who profess to be Muslim, but only have designs on your pocket. Oftentimes, that's not your pocket so much they're interested in. There's a necessity with them. But they also not even aware of necessity. I've seen leaders who pretend to be really interested in our religion and really seriously devoted to our religion as true Muslims and true to the Muslim people. I've seen them drooling at the mouth, anticipating the media network, focusing upon them. People who stand before you and regard you as nothing but a poor on them. They are hoping that you take their picture and then they come out looking beautiful. And they want to take their picture home with you and keep their picture with you and return again to buy some paint for $5 or $7 each. But you have to be aware of the pastor who will stand up in the name of your religion, but will have the diet of nothing but your pocket and the egoism. Right? You have to be aware of that. And if a man is true, then it's a misman of a Muslim. If he goes wrong and makes still miss the back, and see the reality of the religion, and he sees the Muslims over there of all colors, black, yellow, brown, red, white, with all kind of eyes, black eyes, brown eyes, yellow eyes, the white eyes, the blue eyes, all color eyes. He goes over there and see that. He just comes back and say what Malcolm said. He comes back and says, and I've seen that Muslims are not all black, but they are all racist. You know, one of the countries with the greatest history, one of the Western countries with the greatest history, for me, I mean the history of industrial progress, academic progress, cultural progress, one of the nations with the greatest history for man is a white nation that's 100% all Muslim. It has been that way. Who was right about that? The church, you hear about the church. The church are white. They are Muslim. They are not mainly Muslim. They are reverent Muslim. They are not fearful Muslim. They are courageous Muslim. If you go there, you will live in their hotel that's made of brick. They've been building brick hotels for 4,000 years. They have just thought an old civilization, an ancient civilization, with a great, great history. Muslim. There are many Muslims in Yugoslavia, Albania, Romania, Czechoslovakia. There are many Muslims in what we call the white continent of Europe and Eurasia. Muslims. So don't let anybody fool you and make you think that to be a Muslim is to be in something small or to be in something limited to one race. Islam is the religion that has more people of God, more the descendants of God, from the different nations, from the different races, than any other religion. 50% of the people of Africa, and they're all the people of Indonesia, and they number into 100 million people. Many of us don't know that the Indian people are Muslim. They're not in Pakistan. There are over 150 million Muslims in India. But
We had no identity, we didn't realize that we were here.
Now, I want to check the board to see if there is anyone that would like to share at this time. I see there is one. Okay, all right. They pressed one on the. Okay. We have Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, have raised his hand. And if there is any of you that would like to share, I ask that you press one on your phone. I will unmute your mic. Let us participate in this study session. The addresses and lectures of Imam Wafid E. Muhammad, Erico 706-627, Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And to stick to the class this morning, al-Islam for all of humanity. That tells us that we have to do what Imam Muhammad left us by Allah's permission. In the convention centers, in the highest places in every city that Allah blesses us to go to bring them back to the two things that will only been created for all humanity. So he could have easily said Christianity, Buddhism, and Judaism is all for humanity. But Allah has told him to say through his studies of Allah, his Quran, and the life of Prophet Muhammad, that only al-Islam, the favor that Allah speaks of in this final opportunity, is the way for all of humanity. And we have to accept that those are the only type of people who's going to respond to that. And Allah is the best knower who they might be. So when we get back out and do the da'wah of teaching that there's one God, introducing the public on a high level of the language of the Quran in a language they can speak of, because Imam Muhammad told us that we should, and we have been grown enough by Allah to give of a translation of the English that is spoken here in America better than anybody. So we should try, you know, and then have shura, and then be aware that it's going to take tolerance, it's going to take patience, but still the only people who's going to respond to a place where all of humanity will treat each other with freedom, justice, and equality is the way of Al-Islam. And we have to accept that because we are the hardest one to accept that there's only one way. We're always looking, because of the influence of history, look for another way other than the way that Allah has given us, like Satan did. He looked for another way, and he found it, but look where it's carrying it. And all of those who also buy into that way. And then we all do it to each other to where we have now a million ways to worship the one God. We have a million ways to describe what is the best life for all of humanity. And we see it's not working. It's creating more chaos, more death and destruction and division. Look how long we have been trying to establish one community under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad. And we have yet put it on paper in the legal reality where anybody on the earth can read and know who are the people who are taking on this covenant of establishing one way of life for all of humanity. And we know now we're asked to give it a clearer understanding by saying halal, the balancing of everything in creation is the job of those who say la ilaha illallah. Muhammad, it's not on the responsibility of the Christian. It's not on the responsibility of our brothers, our fathers, people who we love. You know, it's upon the servants of Allah to do this. So when we make it clear, make it simple, like Allah gives it to us without a doubt. You know, he doesn't give us things where when we don't know what, we can't be assured that it's coming from him. It's clear to us. We got the Quran. So again, when we start doing the dawah, on the level that it was left to us, we had to pool our money, not only to establish our own way of life, we had to pool our money to do like what 360 is doing and all these different blog programs that's going on in the United States, and we're all trying to do the same thing, but we're not doing it in unity, and we're not using the language in unity. Yes, sir. And thank you very much, too. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah. Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Muhammad, for your sharing. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, we have another caller on the line. Air code 972467. Oh, welcome to the study session of the addresses of Imam Walter D. Muhammad. 972467.
Thank you, Ishmael Fahmy from Dallas, Texas. Good to have you back, brother.
Alhamdulillah. It's good to be back. Praise be to Allah.
So I always like when Brother Muhammad calls in, and I agree with him with one caveat. And I thought for a long time that the Muslims had to be the leaders in pushing this. But when you look at the Quran, there was already a group of Jews that believed in God and believed in the last day. There was already a group of Christians that believed in God in the last day. So our job is to join them, those that small band that already exists, because they were already practicing what we're trying. We came in after the start practicing. So that's the one caveat I would change. That's what I changed in my thinking, is that there are other groups that were here before the quote unquote Muslims that were doing the quote unquote right thing, and we're to join in with them if they're available, and if not, we are supposed to be the ones that push it forward. I just want to add that. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you, Ismael. Praise be to Allah. You are so correct in that Imam Muhammad stated to us, join with like-minded people. Join with like-minded people. There are like-minded people, like unto us, those that embrace moral excellence, that embrace intellectual common sense thought. We should be in league with them. Insha'Allah, we will not separate the excellence of the human being by label. There is no such thing as a Christian excellence. Jewish excellence, Hindu excellence, and I put a caveat on this, Muslim excellence. There is only human excellence, and that human excellence is identified as the evolved human being, the evolved human being, those that have evolved to moral and intellectual excellence and common sense. We join with them, praise be to Almighty God. You know, the Imam's statement concerning us being Americans, you know, Imam de Lacy Umar have made it a, he has made very adamant statements concerning the Imam requesting of us that we come together as a race in a sacred union, that we all agree as a pattern of behavior and thought for us. And if the Imam asked in a sacred union. Now, you know, I have offered statements concerning the sacred union. And we find that sacred union in American jargon, in American language. Whether, you know, regardless of the behavior of American citizens, there is an overriding motto for America. And it is drawn from scripture. It is drawn from high spirituality. It is drawn from revealed knowledge. They say we find these truths to be self-evident. Now, why can't we adopt that language that they borrowed from out of revealed scripture? We find these truths to be self-evident. Allah says, you question me about myself. Why don't you look at yourself? Look at yourself. Look at how you are constructed. Look at your beginning. Where did you come from? So that universality of the human being, I find that language in, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Why can't we utilize that? The same as the founders of this nation utilized that. They borrowed from Quran and other scripture, but mainly Quran. Why can't we? It's not theirs. It is not, that statement is not theirs. That statement is the property of Almighty God, Allah. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they are endowed, here comes the sacredness now, and that they are endowed by their creator, by God. If we truly embrace that, that's a firm foundation. They are given rights by Almighty God that no one can give or take from you. See? So to adopt that, to utilize that knowledge in relationship to as a people, I find nothing wrong with that. We are not copying after Caucasians. No, they got that language from the highest form of knowledge that is revealed knowledge. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. And among those rights is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If we truly embraced that, then we wouldn't see ourselves as second class. Our efforts would be 100%, not 30 or 40%, but 100%. because Almighty God has given me the same value as he has given every other human being, regardless to what the racists say or the enemy of human beings says. We embrace that all men are created equal. So being American is guess what, to make that a reality. We work towards making that a reality, and we are not the only people working toward that. There are Americans that have adopted that and are working strenuously hard to make that a reality. Praise be to Allah. I'll stop right there. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to share? Thank you, Ismail and Muhammad, for your sharing this morning. But I agree with the imam. We are Americans, like it or not. We are Americans, but we should embrace those sacred words. Embrace that. Make that a reality. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Okay, we have Muhammad is back with us. I'll hold that comment that I want to make. All right, 706-627. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Just want to say quickly, we already have that word, but we have, and that is halal. Just like the world was one time striving to be kosher. Everybody wanted to be kosher until they found out different things that were against what the creator of those people who took that language. They try to unite people up under and make people strive for it, but wanted to run the rule over them with it. We know that halal, the word halal, when we teach the public more and more about what halal means and what it does for the human being by using some language like the last sermon, when they read more about al-Islam, when they read, because the topic of this talk today, Islam is for all humanity. So we got to describe them how al-Islam, how Islam, submission to the one God, submitting to the two things he had left for, to bring humanity together into one Tawhid, you know, is what we have to not let good things or good-sounding things interfere with the right things. And we have to get back to what Imam Muhammad brought. Imam Muhammad came with al-Islam. You know, he did not come back with the history of other ways of life to reintroduce the people. He brought them something new. Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
You know, when you say we have got to get back to, that's an indication that we are not there.
Right, exactly.
But I beg to differ. The majority of us are there, not get back to. We have evolved into what is proper, and we have to acknowledge the good that we see that comes from us. You know, the Imam mentioned those that claim to be Muslim. They stand before us or whatever, and they're thinking what they are promoting is un-Islamic. I'm grateful that you shared yesterday on AM 360 a positive note that one of the youngest African-American males to graduate from, I'm not sure what college it was, but he's 13 years old, and his name is Elijah Muhammad. Now, that's positive news. We should accentuate the positive and not be so, as the imam said, and not be so depressed or in a frame of mind that has been shaped by the negative that we see that will hinder our progress. It'll put you in a position of futility. Oh, it is futile. What am I working for? If all we hear is negative, and we share that, that accentuates the positive. That strengthens us. That keeps us moving forward. Don't be so I'm not speaking to you as an individual, but to all of
right,
us, don't be negatively affected by the condition that we see around us. Still labor hard, because that negativity can cause depression, futility, and half-hearted efforts. So, but there are great progress being made. I don't see it all. I live here in St. Louis. Ismael of a family, he shared with us over AM360 that they are making great progress in planning to build a new masjid. Now, we didn't know that, but him coming on saying that, that strengthens all of us to hear the good news. In New Medina, there's great progress being made there. So all I'm saying is let's not be so affected by the negative environment that we see. The enemy of human beings, they want to break our spirit. Our spirit and words make people. Words make people. So I'm just cautioning us, as the imam just cautioned us, don't be too ill affected by the negative that you see. It is designed
Can I say about three words? I'm only saying that so that we don't get confused. I'm talking about halal. I'm saying here's a word that if it's explained to humanity in the way that Allah created this word, because he's the creator of all systems of knowledge, describe halal to people. That is one of our goals. I'll put it that way. I either be merciful with it or sharing with it. Just tell them that this is one of our goals, to establish halal, which is for the best of all of humanity. When they get the definition of halal as much as they can stand, there's nothing negative about halal. Like I said again, kosher was a word that made many people strive for, because they knew that it came from people who say they were the chosen of God. They had a connection with God. They made it clear in their delivery that this was something that our Creator wanted for us to have. It was the best thing for us. But we know now that that book was not the final revelation. That book was not the final, and to remind us the urgency that you only have a certain little bit of time left. So here's a favor. I'm going to tell you now what you all been seeking since I created you in this test. Here is how you get to. You get to by establishing halal, an environment for all of humanity, all of the earth, all of the animals, everything in creation is under halal. When the definition of it is explained to the American public and ricocheted over and over again around the world, and only the people who want that are going to be the ones who respond. And we don't know who they're going to be except by their deeds and actions, how they will help us cure the sore, how they will share food, how they will share wealth, how they will share equality, justice to all people. Well, let us know that they are understanding the meaning of Allah. And like Brother talking to Texas, and if don't nobody else help us do that. We have to accept that is
Muhammad,
our responsibility.
Muhammad, I may.
Thank you.
Halal is a word. It's a word. But it describes a disposition that a lot of people already have. They may not be familiar with the language, but a lot of people are promoting that which is good and lawful. That is the definition of halal, that which is good and lawful. There are people that are promoting what you're speaking of, but they don't have that terminology to describe it. Halal is a word that describes a function, that describes a disposition, an action, a presence of mind. And there are many people that have that already. And we don't want to get hung up on terms, on words. It is the actual practice of the principles associated with that word, that which is good and lawful. That is halal. And there are people practicing that, although they're not familiar with the word and the terminology. We have someone else on the line. If you would complete your thought, Muhammad, praise be to Allah.
That's basically because just us talking about it and you describing your understanding of it, and me having a chance to share mine, and all those who are listening, that when they look at what they already understand what halal means and it, how it leads back to Allah, then that's good enough. We're doing what needs done, and that was all. Just to let them know that there's another way called halal other than what is read in the Constitution of the United States of America, or the Constitution of France, or the Constitution of Saudi Arabia, or the Constitution of many places on this earth. But the best way is the way of Islam, like Imam Muhammad is saying on this presentation. Islam is the goal of all of those with their own free will who want to be for the benefit of all of humanity in order to please Almighty God Allah, and he be pleased with us and make us successful in this test here on earth and prepare us all for the reward of the hereafter for doing so, and that's what we want to encourage you to do, inshallah.
Thank you. Your commentary is greatly appreciated, and it is valuable. Know that, my brother. Thank you. Okay, we have another caller on the line, 914-297. Assalamu alaikum. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Alaikum assalam, Brother Yaki Abdul Ali from Mount Vernon, Brother Imam. I just wanted to make a comment with the Imam. May Allah send the highest station in paradise. Was saying that correct me if I'm saying it wrong. This is how I understood. He said that everybody that calls himself a Muslim is not a Muslim, you know. And I was just reading in the Muslim Journal this week, in the April 29th to May 5th edition. And if I could just read a couple of the lines from it. I think it'd say better than what I could say. And this is the Imam. He says, "We know we have an inclination in trying to think certain ways, behave in certain ways, to desire certain things, to do certain things. We have all of these inclinations, tendencies, desires, impulses, but we have a word here from the Prophet himself, Allahu wa sallam. He says, no one of us will truly be a believer until our desires, our inclinations follow what he brought to us. And what did he bring to us? The Holy Quran. Isn't that what Allah gave him, the Holy Quran? Our desires, our likes, our tastes, our inclinations, our impulses must be ruled by Allah through his words. The word of God must dominate our whole lives, the whole life, brothers and sisters. That's the only way. He said, if you have an inclination or something unacceptable in Islam, the Holy Quran says that is not acceptable. Don't rationalize it. Don't argue with it. Admit that you are living in disagreement and conform. Reconcile yourself with the guidance of God. That's the only way. He said, I think one of the most hadiths of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that hadith that we just quoted that says, not one of you can become indeed a believer until his inclinations follow what I have come to you with. That's the Holy Quran. I just wanted to read that, Brother Imam. Thank you for allowing me to share that.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you. So the inclination is to do that which is right.
Right.
To do that which is just, whereby there is no corruption, no ignorance, no corruption. The Quran is anti-corruption, anti-deceit, anti-liar, anti-theft, you name it. But within our soul, within the very essence and nucleus of us, that is what we are as human beings. As human beings, there is an excellence there. So because of, you know, these labels can somewhat, if we don't understand them properly,
mm-hmm.
if we don't understand these labels properly and give it its true definition,
mm-hmm.
definition is direction. So I'm defining, I'm giving what halal means,
mm-hmm.
that which is good and lawful. We are not the only ones that are promoting that.
No.
We have, you know, so that,
if,
that joining matters. Huh?
I said, and if we were the only ones, that wouldn't necessarily be a good thing. It wouldn't be a good thing.
No,
it's too many for only us to be doing it. So a law clock is in our nature. I think it's basically what you're talking about in terms of human beings. You know, not everybody's
yes.
doing it, but like you said, the Muslims are not the only ones that are carrying forth this idea, you know what I mean, of humanity. You know?
Yes. Well, sir, praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Allah revealed the Quran to not Muslims. There were no conscious Muslims at that time.
Sure.
Allah revealed the Quran to who? The whole world.
That's right.
The whole
That's
world.
Right. Yes,
all
sir.
Of human. So praise be to Allah. And I'll just stop right there so that we, you know, praise be to Allah. Thank you, my brother.
You're welcome, my brother, man. We cannot stop now.
No, and we have to become educated
in our way of life. Yes.
We have to be educated, but as to what is Al-Islam and its many apartments, we have to educate ourselves so that we don't place ourselves in a narrow box. In a narrow box.
Yes, sir.
This is universal. I'll stop right there, my brother. Thank you,
right,
my
good.
Brother.
Thank you very much.
Wa alaikum assalam. Okay, we're going to return. Now, let me share with you another public service announcement before we return back to the address entitled entitled Islam is for all humanity. Islam is for all humanity. Praise be to Allah. So we return back to the address that being delivered by Imam Wahdatuddin Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. I'm going to somewhat rewind it so that we can keep the even connection and an even flow with what has been said and what will be said. I'm backing up a bit. Okay, here we go.
I got a girl in Chicago and she said, I never could think of myself as black. talking. This is not a pimp talking. This is not
and bring a turn, a change of heart. And he wakes up and go back to Nineveh for God's circumstances. And he finally out of his mind that he was sending no more Nineveh. So he goes back there after falling asleep. And after Nineveh came, God was saying to repent. And he goes back there and looks at Nineveh and says, Nineveh, you're going to be destroyed. And he freaks out, and he's just going to out. Now, this is not Quranic, so this is Bible. And freaks this tug out, and nothing happens to Nineveh. That God, that angry God, and God, why you got me out here? Preaching the truth of Nineveh, and he promised their prophets, right before God. Why are you saying me like this? But he forgot. God gave him a mission, he went to sleep. And now, God is God, he doesn't speak on the book. But now, all of the good, he will cry out. And that's how me and God talk. It ain't going to be about nowhere.
Thank you.
And everybody is the same mind and the truth and the dog. But we know that all of us can do what is necessary in order to stand in our people as a people, in order to make the community strong and happy. Only a few, only a few can do that. But all of us can help share it. All of us can support it. All of us can make some contribution to it. And the mere presence, your mere presence here today is a great support. Your mere presence here today is a great support. And if just you see me more here, I know that if all the people that come here that are really look and my friends, there will be no room in sight for them. But for some reason, they feel doubtful. They feel hesitant. They feel that maybe they don't want to be involved in something that may not turn out quite well. They don't even trust me, so they love me. And they consider themselves my friend and my supporter. But they don't trust me to come across cameras and the network and come before me for it and bark on people. They don't trust me. Well, we'll see how things set out. I wish you. So they're not present today. It's very, very important that you be present. Very important. Because when you're present, you show our enemy and you show our friend that we are still in business. The enemy wants us out of business. And our friend wants us to know that we haven't given up. He wants to know, the friend wants to know that we haven't given up. And the enemy wants to know we have given up. Your presence is very necessary. The same to the friend, we haven't given up. The same to the enemy, we haven't given up. That's very necessary. So I plan to come out here again soon. I want the ground to be covered, the streets to be flooded. I want even people to go back to my God. And I ask for that in the name of God. And I believe in it. Our life and our arms to grow is to come and hear truth. To come and be in communication with each other again. There are many of us don't see each other years past by. We don't even see each other. And during those years of absence, we're getting stuck into our minds about Muslims activities from the media. They half report, because they don't know. And sometimes they know, but they don't want to present something that they think may jeopardize their own life. So they don't get the full report of the Muslims. And that's all you have. If that's coming from the media, you don't buy the journal, you don't even see the journal, many of you don't even know how the journal looks. We got a Muslim journal. It comes out every week. It's got a great message in there. A message of Islam. It's got the preaching of Islam in that paper. It's got information on the third world in that paper, on our brothers and sisters in Africa, in Asia, and in parts of the third world, and also in Europe, and in the common itself. We got information there, how the Muslims are doing that, how the blacks are doing that information you need. But many of you don't even get the journal. You don't get the journal because you hear, but the journal is not serving the man's interest anymore. Look, I don't care if they serve my interest when they're addressing the concerns of the people. When they're addressing the issue, the current issue, they're serving me, because that's what I want. I don't care if they don't put me on everything. I don't think they're prominent in the paper. That doesn't bother me. Make truth prominent in the paper. Make truth prominent in the paper, and you'll be mad at the topic. They're all accused of supporting the paper as long as it is good. As long as it's smart, as long as it's a source of information, good information, as long as it's bringing news to the Muslim world to you,
Okay. We pause once again. If there's any of you that would like to share, based upon the commentary that we've heard thus far, I ask that you press 1 on your phone. I will unmute your mic. I want to share with you another public service announcement. You know, we are striving to strengthen our publication, the Muslim Journal. There is a full court press, praise be to Allah, to support and promote the Muslim Journal. Imam Muhammad has said that that newspaper is the lifeblood of the community. For those of us that say, well, we aren't doing anything, there's nothing going on, that lets me know that that person is not supporting Muslim Journal. That person is not reading the quality and the good news that the Muslim Journal promotes. If you say there's nothing going on, we aren't doing this, we aren't doing this, well, get you a subscription to Muslim Journal. That gives you a national and international focus and a national and international view, local, national, and international. And you will see there are great things that are developing and great things that have developed. Praise be to Allah. I'm going to open up the mic of 972-467. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose.
I will look my Islam, Islam family from Dallas. I just wanted to follow up with the Muslim Journal. I remember the imam had said if we ever lose that Muslim Journal, it's going to be like 10 years for us to even catch up. But that was back then. So I imagine if we lose it now, it may take even more years to get back what we lost. So I pray that we come up with new ways to get this Muslim Journal out to the people, whether it's, you know, digital or what, but I'm a long-time subscriber, but I do recognize we have to do more to get that information out to the masses. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you, Ismail. Praise be to Allah. With that in mind, I want to play a promotional clip for supporting the Muslim Journal. Don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while, God willing, inshallah.
See the full picture.
Feel the void.
Read the Muslim Journal.
Bringing humanity together.
It's news with truth.
It's journalism with understanding.
Each week, Muslim Journal features the latest headline stories. Get a fresh perspective on American politics with informative editorials on the news and stories that affect you and your community the most. Muslim Journal also features exciting reports from around the globe. Subscribe to the Muslim Journal and stay informed about the world we live in today.
See the full picture.
Subscribe to the Muslim Journal today.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Dr. Wazir Ali, and I want to talk to you about something that strikes at the very heart of our families and community life. It's something that can stay hidden in homes and in communities for years, regardless of faith or religion or socioeconomic status. I want to talk to you about domestic abuse, violence against women in general, as well as the broader underlying issue of respect for women that the Me Too movement addresses, and that helps us to see an even deeper and systemic long-standing disrespect of women at many levels of our society, from the stockroom to the boardroom. To see real change, though, is to help move these injustices out of the dark into the light. For that, we're going to need you and me are a We Too movement, in which we say no more. We must be willing to admit that the problem can exist even in your or my community. So talk to your imam and other counselors, hold workshops in your community, invite experts to learn more, and talk about it in individual conversations. We want respect for our mothers, wives, daughters, sisters, and all the women in our society. And that means equal protection and equal respect for their intellect, their work, and their total person. So what are you willing to do? A public service message from the CWSC and AM 360.
All right, and we are back. Praise be to Almighty God. I see error code 914297. Your hand is still raised. If there is something you would like to share, I'm opening your mic. If you would share with us, please. 914297. Okay, maybe you just left the mic open, but we shall move forward with the address delivered by Imam Warfuddin Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. Entitled, Islam is for all people. Islam is for all people. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Okay. Let us move forward with the address.
Who have many needs and are not experienced as a people or as a community. If you call the best of what God has blessed you with in these circumstances in America,
now. We're going to have to stop addressing race and start addressing man. We're going to have to stop designing our materials to appeal to this black or African American indigenous man here. We're going to have to design our education materials, our books, and everything, and our dialogue, our propagation materials to appeal to the universal man in America. This religion wasn't revealed to be tied up in a handkerchief wearing crime. It was revealed for all people. For all people. And that's the spirit we have to come into, and don't you hesitate to carry the message of Islam to a Puerto Rican, to an Hispanic, to an American Indian, to a Chinese, to a foreign man. I don't care what he reads this. Don't you hesitate to carry it to him. Because in this spiritual situation that we're in now in America, lost values, misplaced values, confused concerns, everybody is a good candidate for Islam. We have to be. Do you understand? That's what we have to be. Believe in your heart and you will see. You will go off as a strong people. Don't fear Nietzsche. Don't fear Nietzsche. We fear Nietzsche. Oh, I got a good thing. I got a good thing. I got a strong thing. For the first time, I am in command of something now. Don't fear Nietzsche. If you are qualified, if God wants you, you can meet the competition.
I love it.
Spontaneous conditions. We don't say, hey, wait. until I speak all this. You know, I tell people even when he speaks the religion, I see somebody say, maybe brother, torture, and make your declaration of faith. Hey, that is only what you want. I say, wait a minute. I say, look, this person with you cannot make the declaration of faith for you. You wait till you ready to come up here, and you come up here and make the declaration of faith. I say, know this also, that our religion is not a spontaneous religion, and we don't make no spontaneous declaration of faith. We think over what we are committing ourselves to. We say Esther has you, which means I'm with you. You can't witness something when you got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to tell you what the battle is after you come out of the bed. And you can say clearly, and you say that the I'm with you, and my interest, and my confidence, and my work is done. I am with you. That God is one, and Muhammad is the best. I say, don't be so quick to tell us that in the presence of all these people, because some of these people want to get to you right away. It's all on your belief. You see, that's going private and tell that the two or three Muslims that you have confidence in. Tell them, and know that you're a Muslim and come back among these people and they don't know what you are. Let's not be naive. Let's not be stupid. In time of the hundreds of a woman in your center, God told his destiny to be upon him and to be. In time of the early days of long life struggle on this earth, to establish the woman in the community of Muslims, if he had to tell his cause, to don't declare it openly, to do it secretly. He told the people to make a commitment secret. For years, they had to make the commitment secret. Then God gave the revelation that it should be said openly, that it should be made public. And it was made public. That gave them enough time to get a few strong people together who could afford the burden of the community before the imposter could come in, could get killed, and carry out that hole. Throw cold water on that spirit, confuse their minds, give them false reports, tell them lies, make them believe terrible things are happening, and make the right now out of their community. So if you want to not invite the additional burden of having all these Muslim black upper tongues, so-called Muslims, how many of them you say you're a Muslim, and all of that negativity,
okay. On that note, we return back to the studio board, and the imam spoke directly to what we had mentioned earlier. Someone can capture your spirit with negativism and drain your energy resources with a lot of negative talk. We are to strengthen each other's spirit. Well, the shaitan wants to destroy our spirit for excellence, for work, for striving. Praise be to Almighty God. Okay, we have a caller on the line. This is Muhammad once more. 706-627. Muhammad.
Wa alaikum as-salam. I guess in the beginning when it started, Imam was, again, Islam in America. When we look, it's just for all of humanity, excuse me. When we look at the job that he had to do, remember the time period when he done this presentation, the minds of the people who were Muslim, and the minds of the people around them, which is the American public, and the minds of the people around the world, Muslims who live in other countries, seeing this development come, especially that Alex Baum is for all humanity and how they're going to go about doing it when they're so transgressed and so far away from it and don't know how to get back to it, because Allah said in Surah Asr that the human being is lost. And until we remember to establish prayer and other things that bring us back to the creative mind that Allah gave us, then there's difficulty. Remember now, we here in America, like I said again, we have to remember the Imam was talking to us in stages of our development, because he knew that Allah had already told him each and every human being on this earth love the world that they are in. But Allah gives us assurance that they'll be all right and have their free will set free to choose whether or not to follow his guidance or be tested by the shaitan in their own soul. We know we love America. Everybody loves this America, but we got to remember when we embrace the language, translation of the language here in this country, when we go to leaning toward being an American more important than being a Mu'min or a Muslim, we are telling the world that we have the potential to sell drugs. We have the potential to be homosexual. We have the potential because we go along with the Constitution, the type of mentality, the attitude of America. And we're proud of it. We are not the saviors of the world. We are the leadership, if you want to say that, or we are the guidance, or we're the light of this world, like Prophet Isa said. And that's what we got to remember. We want to be and see all of humanity, like Imam Muhammad said. Our job is to make sure every human being, especially here in the United States of America, have the opportunity to hear the truth of what their creator says, and then they let them make their own choices. So it's very important that we understand that the more we get away from the language of the Quran, even in the translation in French, German, because they love their constitution like we love ours. But if we go walking around the world talking about we are American Muslim, then we are dividing the Muslim community more, because we're putting a nomenclature in front of us that tells them I'm loyal to this. You're like, can you imagine us trying to tell the Saudi Arabian government that Alex Baum is for all people? When he wants to be a king, he's a king. He got princesses. He owns 10 or 12 million people, whatever the population is of Saudi Arabia. And that goes for the others. You think we got a problem dealing with Christianity and everything? Wait till we start dealing with the hypocrites in Alex Baum. The hypocrites who got governments, money, guns, and everything, and we're getting ready to doing our job without fear, without no doubt, because we know Allah is on our side. When we watch their hearts change and embrace true Islam, are their hearts going to fight against it? Because we're just like, if Prophet Muhammad's uncle wanted to kill him, if his own son-in-law plotted to kill him, we have a guidance to let us know what we're up against. And we can't be fooling around. We got to do this with no doubt. You know, there's nothing can say in any way of life before Al-Islam that should sway us from what Allah says and what our real destiny is, according to the Quranic Arabic, not according to translation, but according to what the Quranic Arabic says. Just want to say that. And thank you very much, as always.
Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. I appreciate your enthusiasm. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. We have another caller on the line, area code 334-419. Please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Assalamu alaikum, Michael Hameen, Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for sharing this this lecture. And as Brother Muhammad said, there is a lot of work to be done. And you know, I recall some of the experiences that I had early on in coming into the Al-Islam way of life, and you know, watching individuals watching me to see if I'm making wudu correctly. You know, just a spirit of you know, I had to tell one guy. Said, look, man, I've been in the military, I've got a family, I've even been to jail, you know, so please, you know, miss me with that, you know. I didn't say it exactly like that, but, you know, I've had experiences, what I'm telling him, and I'm not naive, as the man was cautioning us, you know, about having a certain spirit to be open to a lot of negativity and a lot of judgmental behavior. I'll say this, because I was told about the need for us to, as Muhammad was saying, really learn our way of life of Al-Islam, to really learn it and learn how to speak the Quran correctly. But I'm going to say this. You know, we had a spirit, even though some of the things that we were taught were not correct, we had the spirit of conviction to follow the leader. And even Allah knew our sincerity. So our enthusiasm made a mark, and we were considered big brothers and big sisters in the African-American community by many. Many, you know, quietly accepted some of the principles that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught. So I thank you for playing this one, because it's a reminder, and also that the Quran, Allah tells us of the strategies of the enemy, how they'll come in enthusiastically, and then at a certain time point, you know, go out to cause suspicion, you know, cause, well, the people to say, well, maybe this wasn't the right thing. Look at this person. They were so enthusiastic about the religion, and they were so dedicated to the religion, and look at them. They left. You know, Allah tells us about these strategies of the enemies and the the followers of the shaitan. And I thank you, Imam. Appreciate you letting me share that.
All right, Michael, thank you, my brother. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. It's good to hear you. I hope you are feeling better than the last time I spoke with you. Praise be to Allah.
Yes, sir. I thank Allah, you know. And, you know, incrementally better. And I thank Allah for that. And
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Wa alaikum assalam. Let me share with the listening audience. Michael Hameen shares a broadcast with myself and Sister Mahasan Abdul Salam entitled The Contemplations of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad Rahim al-Alehi by we share over the airwaves of American Muslim 360 the thoughts, the logic, the pattern of thinking of our beloved Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad on a myriad of subject matter. Imam Muhammad met with three confidants of his in private sessions, and they spoke on, he shared with them his understanding on a myriad of circumstances, situations, the religion, the life of Prophet Muhammad, our current affairs. He shared with them his understanding and logic connected with those concerns. And these sessions were taped. And Imam Muhammad asked them, Brother Agani, Brother Morocco, they are no longer with us. May Allah grant them the highest station in the paradise and forgive them any of their faults. And also, Imam Ronald D. Shaheed was one of those confidants. And they transposed those private sessions from tape to print. Praise be to Allah. And the Imam asked if they would publish that, if they would publish books containing his thoughts, his thinking, so what is the purpose of that? So that someone's value would live beyond their physical life, beyond their physical presence. So that the publishing is to make known, to make public. And we are assisting our beloved brother Ronald B. Shaheed by sharing those publications over American Muslim 360. each Sunday, inshallah, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on American Muslim 360, the contemplation of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad. Imam Muhammad stated, you know, many of you love me, but why? Is it because I make you laugh, or you like how my style of delivery or whatever, or just because I'm the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? He said, that's not good enough. No, you have to love the way I think. Love the way I think. And we are sharing the thought process of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad with the world. Praise be to Almighty God Allah. So we are looking forward to this coming Sunday, whereby also we are sharing Ramadan session over American Muslim 360 from a two-volume set of the Ramadan sessions of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad. And we all know that in the Ramadan sessions, Imam Muhammad went into great detail and great depth into a host of subject matter. So praise be to Allah. We invite you to take part in the contemplation of Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad. And so we look forward to seeing you this Sunday. I'll stop right there. Brother Michael Hameen is a valuable part of that effort, and Sister Mahassan Abdul Salam is a valuable part in publishing and making known the thought, the thinking, the logic, the connection to Scripture, the life example of our Prophet Muhammad, according to the tafsir of our beloved Imam Waqifuddin Muhammad. We are sharing. Okay, let me move forward. We have another call on the line, 914-297. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, Brother Yaqia, again, Brother Imam. What day and time is that the broadcast you were just referring to, please?
Yes, sir. It is Sunday evening. It airs at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
It is very enriching and very rewarding to go back and review, praise be to Allah, the thinking and the logic and the connection to Scripture and the life example of our Prophet Muhammad. Imam Muhammad was a gift to the world. He was a gift to the world.
A great gift.
But he was a unique gift.
Yes.
To us.
Yes.
He was sent directly to us. So we don't ever want to disconnect and give, the gift that are, which of the favors of your Lord will you deny?
I said this, I shared this before, and then if I'm saying anything wrong, then please, correct me. I feel like Imam Muhammad the Majedid is the closest that we are going to get to Prophet Muhammad. May Allah peace and blessings be upon him. That's how I feel, that's the closest we're going to get just through him, And in reference to what you were saying, I forget how you mentioned in terms of speaking about the Muslim Journal that you were mentioning. I don't know if you know what I'm referring to, but could you reiterated what you were saying, and then I wanted to say something how we used to say back in the first experience concerning the Muslim Journal, I'll just go ahead and say it, that back in the Nation of Islam days, back in the first, we used to say that the Muslim Journal, I'm sorry, the Muhammad Speaks was the backbone of the nation. So I'm saying to you that if the Muhammad Speaks was the backbone of the nation then are you telling me that the Muslim Journal is still not the backbone of this community now? It would have to be, you know what I mean? And I remember one other statement. I don't know if anybody would remember this. when the man was speaking about, not so much in this broadcast, unless I missed it, but he was saying how he buys 15 papers a week. Now, this is the leader supporting the Muslim Journal. You know, he's buying the paper. It's what he said. I heard him say this, okay? So what I'm saying, you know, we say follow the leader. So if we're not doing what he's doing, and I'm saying everything, but if we're not doing what he's doing, then who are we really following? You know what I mean? So like I said, I spoke about the distinctive difference between Muslim and a believer. And there is a difference. That's what Allah says. He put the addresses more, say, oh, you who believe, more than he says, oh, you who are Muslims. So, there is that. And, you know, I mean, the paper is not going to sell itself. It's not going to support itself. So if we don't support it, then it's not going to get the support that it should have and that it needs and stuff like that. So I'm praying that, you know, and first of all, we should never have let it even get into this point anyway in terms of, but it is. That's another story. However, we know that, you know, anything that Allah wants to be brought back to life, or anything that we have a desire to bring back to life, can be done. You know, and if each one of us just bought one paper, or if each one of us, I feel bad, brother, ma'am. I mean, in a sense, I mean, you know, I used to sell 400 Muhammad Speaks newspaper, you know, up here in Westchester, in Mount Vernon. That's like selling 1,000 downtown, okay? So, but I'm saying, you know, we were getting so many. I think we was getting 200 papers up here in Mount Vernon. Now we're only getting 40. So I buy no less than 6 a week. And I'm going to tell you something. I love getting away. I love giving them away. There's people that, when they see me, they expect to get one. You know what I mean? And I get such a joy out of sharing that this newspaper with anyone who wants it. I don't know. It, the same feeling that I got from selling them 400, it's the same spirit that I get when I give away one paper, brother, ma'am. And I'm telling you something. Like the ma'am said, the real life is in this work. And the fact that Allah chose us to be Muslims, we should take that as heavily and as appreciatively and as thankfully, as gratefully as possible. Because Allah did not have to choose us. I end on that note, brother, man. Like you said, I'll stop right there. I love you, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You know, don't feel any hesitance to state, I know some Muslims that are the personification of our Prophet Muhammad. That is the model we are striving for.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with duplicating that. You know, he is the example, and there are Muslims living out that example. I know people personally, upon my own observation of them and my own judgment, that they are the personification. They are the personification of the human condition called Prophet Muhammad. We pray the prayers and the peace of Allah.
Do you remember the ending of the Malcolm X movie? And when all the youngsters, all the youth stood up and they said, I am Malcolm X. And they all stood up and said, I'm saying it right now over these airways, I am W. Dean Muhammad. Okay?
Matter of fact,
not only did he shine shoes, I shine shoes. Not only did he sell newspapers, I sold newspapers. And I could go on and list the things that he and I had in common. And I tell you, brother, I know he's the greatest gift that this community has, and you know what I mean. Like you said, that we collectively we will be striving to give him a good future. MashaAllah.
Yes, sir.
That's all I'm going to
do. Wa alaikum assalam. Follow the leader. Praise be to Allah.
Follow the leader. I mean.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, we've got about 11 minutes of broadcast time. That I thought I would be able to complete this address, but I don't think so. But I do invite everyone. I must limit the commentary because the object is to share the address, but also hear the commentary from those of us that gather every Saturday morning for the study session of Imam Wahid Muhammad. I'm going to
share with you another public service announcement, and I ask you don't touch that dial. Well, I'll be back in a while, and we shall move forward, inshallah. This is promotion of the broadcast that follows this one here. So please listen carefully, if you would. This is the promotion of preparing to make it in the land of plenty. Don't touch that dial.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. I want to share another public service announcement concerning the program Study Al-Islam, which we shall air this coming Sunday. Don't touch that dial, please.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered, when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Just 12 years old. Mama's crack, daddy's crack, brother's crack, sister's jack.
And we are back, alhamdulillah. A broadcast Study Al-Islam took a hiatus or break during the month of Ramadan, and they are once more broadcasting, and we are partnering with the Study Al-Islam program facilitated by our beloved sister, Fitra Muhammad, from out of Washington, D.C. That is Sunday morning, praise be to Almighty God, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 7 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, here on American Muslim 360. Let me return back to the address with what time we have left, and may we benefit from the hearing, inshallah. I'm going to back it up slightly. We've only got a few moments left.
You can say clear.
Alhamdulillah, this concludes the broadcast. We only have 90 seconds left. Inshallah, we hope to return back to this address next Saturday, and I'm grateful for those of you that attend each session and those of you that participate in the sharing, the mutual teaching of truth, and the mutual sharing of knowledge. Praise be to Almighty God. Allah. I've got about 60 seconds left.
So I ask you to tune back into American Muslim 360 following this broadcast for the broadcast of Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty. I am your host, Kareem Hamid, and I leave you with the greetings of peace. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. As-salamu alaykum.